Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you, and peace from God, the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you into the grace of Christ to another gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preaches any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Because do I now persuade men or God? Or I seek to please men? Because if I yet pleased men, I would not be the servant of Christ. But I certify to you, brothers, that the gospel which was preached by me is not after man. Beko, say I neither received it from man, neither was I taught it be you t by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my forefathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, ungodly, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and stay with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles, except James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write to you, indeed, before God, I do not lie. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face to the churches of Judea, which were in Christ, but they had heard only that he who persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which he once destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Galatians chapter 2. Then 14 years later I up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and also took Titus with me. And I went up by revelation, and communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, no Jews, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because false brothers had come in unnoticed, who came in privately to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, bring us into bondage, to whom we did not submit ourselves, no, not for an hour, that the truth of he gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be of influence, whatever they were, it makes no matter to me. God snowman, person, because those who seemed to be of influence. In conference added nothing to me, but to the contrary, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision, Jews, was committed to me as the gospel of the circumcision, Jews, was to Peter, because he who worked effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, Jews, the S, Ame was mighty in me towards the Gentiles, Jews. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace T.H. at was give N. to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen, ungodly, and they to the circumcision, Jews only. They desired that we should remember the poor, which I also was determined to do. But when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. B. Because before certain ones came from James, he ate with the Gentiles, Jews. But when they had come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing, though, E, who were of the circumcision, Jews. And the other Jews likewise separated with him, so much so, that Barnabas also was carried away with their separation. But when I saw that they did not behave uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I, S, aid to Peter B, E4, the M, all, if you, being a Jew, live after the ways of Gentiles, Jews, A, N, D, not as the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles, Jews, to live as the Jews? We, who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, Jew, S, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesu, S, Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law no flesh shall be justy, F, I.E.D. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ therefore the minister of sin? God forbid. Because if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a sinner. R. Because I of the L. Aw, am dead to the law, that I might live to God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God, who L. O. ved me and gave H. himself, fo, r, me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. B. Cause if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ has died in vain. Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched, cast a spell upon you, that you should know, t, obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus, us Christ has been, s, et forth with evidence as crew sified among you. This only I would learn of you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having b, g, un in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it is yet in vain, he who therefore ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or by the a ring of faith, even as Abraham believed God, and it was s accounted to him for righteousness? Know therefore that those who are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, ungodly, through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, say, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Because as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, because It is written, cursed is every o ne who do as not con t in you in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, because the just shall live b y faith, and the law is n o t faith, but the man who d owes them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, because it is written, cursed is every one who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile, s, non, Jews, through, h, Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brothers, I speak after the manner of men, though it is but a man's covenant, yet, if it is confirmed, no man see a n disannul it, or add to it. Now to Abar, Aham and his descend, d, ant were the promises made. He did not say, and to descendants, as of many, but as of one, and to your descendant, who is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed, e, debef, or by God in Christ, the law, which came 400, a, n, d, 30 years later, cannot void the promise, that it should make the promise of no effect. Because if the inheritance is by the law, it is no more by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Therefore, then, what purpose does the law serve? It was added because of sins, until the descendant should come to w hom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of o n e, but God is one. Is the law then a guy ence the promises of God? God forbid, because if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded that all are under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to t those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up to the faith which would afterwards be revealed. Therefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Boo. T after tha. T. Faith. H. As come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, because you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Because as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on tree. S. T. There is neither Jew nor Greek. The re is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, because you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's descendants and heirs according to the promise. Gal. A. Tien's chapter 4. Now I say that the he are, as long as he is a child, d, owes not differ in any way from a servant, though he is Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. Even so we, when we were children, w, heir in bondage under the elements of the w, world, but when the full, l, ness, s, of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, and beco, s, e, you are sons, God has sent forth the sp, irid of his Son into your hia, r, t's, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. How is it then, when you did not know God, you did s, ervis to those who by nature are not g, ODs. But now, after you have, K, known God, or rather are known by God, How is it that you turn A.G. A. into the weak and beggarly elements T. O. which you desire again to be? In bondage? You observe days and months A. N. D. times and years. I am afraid for you, lest I have bestowed labor U. upon you in vain. Brothers, I urge you, be as I am, because I am, as you are, you have not injured me at all. You know how through weakness of the flesh I preached the gospel to you at the first, and my temptation way, seech was in my flesh you did know. T. Despise nor reject, but received me as an angel, messenger of God, even as Chris, T. Jesus. Where then is the blessedness you spoke of? Because I bear you record that if it, H, had been possible, you would have plucked O, U, T your own eyes and have give E, N them to me. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the T, Ruth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yes, they would exclude you, that you might affect Ch, E, M, but it is good to be zealously affect. D, always in A, good thing, and not only when I am present with you, my little children of whom I labor in birth pains again until Christ is formed in you. I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice. How I am speaking to you, because I stand in doubt of your F-I, T-H. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Because it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a slave maid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the slave woman was born after the flesh, but he of T, he free woman, was by promise. These things are an allegory, because these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which leads to slavery, which is Hagar, Becca. You say this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and an swears to Jerusalem, which now I s and is in slavery with her childer n, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all, because it is written, rejoice you barren who do not give e birth, break forth and cry you who do not go into labor, because sh e desolate has m any more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brothers, are the children of promise, as Isaac was. But as then he who was born after the flesh, P, E, persecuted him who was born after the spirit, E, then so it is now, never t. He, L, S. What does the scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, because the son of the slave woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty in which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of slavery. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you, that if you are circumcised, Christ shall be profit you nothing. Because I testify again to every man who is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect to you. Whoever of you are justified by the law, you H have fallen from grace. Because we throw GHT, he spirit wait for the hope of right to you S ness by faith. Because in Jesus Christ neither circumcision is of any value nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. You ran well. Who hindered youth? A. T. You should not obey the truth? This pursue. A. John does not come by. Him who calls you, you, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord, that you will not be otherwise minded. But he who troubles you shall bear high S. judgment, whoever he is. And I, brothers, If I yet preach circumcision, why do I, yet, suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I desire that they who trouble you were even cut off. Because, brothers, you have been called to, L, liberty, own L, why do not, use, liberty for an akasi, on to the flesh, but by love serve one, A, another. Because all the law is fulfilled in one word, even, in this, you shall love your neighbor as, yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, ta, ed, that you not be consumed by one another, this. I say then, walk in the Spirit, A, and D, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to on, E, another. So that you cannot do the things that you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, why, oh, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are these: adultery, married people having sex with someone they are not married to, fornica, tion, having sex outside of marriage, impurity, promiscuity, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, disputes, jealousies, anger, strife, divisions, he, resis, envyings, murders, drunken, s, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have al, s, o, told you, in time past, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And those, are Christ's, have crucified the flesh with its passio, NS and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not seek after selfish ambition, provoking, another, envying one another. Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, if A, M, and is overtaken in a fault, you, are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of humility, considering yourself, lest you also be tempt. Ed, carry one another's burdens and so fulfill, L, the law of Christ. Because I, F, a man thinks himself to be, S, O, nothing when he is nothing, he deceives himself. B, but he let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone, A, and D, not in another, B, because every man shall car, R, Y, his own burden. Let him who is taught in the word, share, W, I, with him who teach, S, in all good things. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, because whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Beck, as he who sows to his flesh shall of the flesh. R, EAP corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall of the SP. I, writ, reap, li, fay, everlasting. And let us not be weary in doing good, because in due season we shall reap, if we do not faint. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith. How large a letter I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecut. I, on for the cross of Christ, because they themselves, us who are circumcised, do not keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. Becca, you, S.E. in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision profits anything, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, E, peace, B, on them, and mercy, and upon the Isra, E, L of God. From now on, let no M, and trouble me, because I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brothers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Let it be.